97.7 News, all day, every day.
In your news headlines this hour, Zambia's copper production has recorded a 17.78% increase in the second quarter of 2025, with total production standing at 439,644 metric tons compared to 373,263 metric tons in the same period in 2024. Pharmaceutical expert Jerome Kanyika has disputed the findings of a USAID report alleging pilferage of donated medicines, calling it seriously flawed and misleading. Making headlines in foreign news, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin will discuss resolving the Ukraine crisis during Friday's summit in Alaska, the Kremlin says.
977 News.
With the news in detail this evening, my name is Anich Kumbi Kaunda. Zambia's copper production has recorded a 17.78% increase in the second quarter of 2025, with total production standing at 439,644 metric tons compared to 373,263 metric tons in the same period in 2024. Speaking at a media briefing on the second quarter of 2025 performance of the mining sector, Minister of Mines and Minerals Development Paul Kabuswe attributed the increase to higher production output at Konkola Copper Mines, Mopani Copper Mines, Kansanshi and Chibuluma Mine. Kabuswe disclosed that KCM's production saw an exponential increase of 3,918% to 35,387.91 metric tons, while Mopani Copper Mines recorded a 60.38% increase in production to 27,406.21 metric tons. Kabuswe attributed the positive growth trajectory to government's policies under the leadership of President Hagainde Hichilema. And the minister also says gold production increased by 35.93% to 1,777.62 kg in Qatar, or in quarter two of 2025.
In the second quarter of this year, total production stood at 439,644 metric tons, compared to 373,263.9 metric tons production during the same period in 2024. Meaning by this second quarter, we have increased production of copper by 17.78%, basically 18%. Of this figure, 39,477, which is about 9% of the total production in the first half, came from small-scale and artisanal miners. The overall increase in copper production is predominantly attributed to the increase in production output at KCM, Mopani, Kansanshi, and Chiroma Mine. KCM production stood at 35,387 metric tons, compared to 880.73 metric tons recorded during the same period.
Meanwhile, the minister also highlighted measures being put in place to formalize artisanal and small-scale mining, including demarcating tenements into zones for artisanal miners and partnering with investors to enhance gold mining operations. He says government has commenced buying gold from artisanal and small-scale miners, purchasing 13,917.21 grams of gold with an average purity of 84% as of June 30th, 2025. Kabuswe further says a countrywide high-resolution aerial geophysical survey is ongoing, with 27.6% of the country covered as of June 30, 2025. He emphasized the importance of formalizing the sector, stating that the ultimate goal of the formalization program is to regularize mining operations in general and gold mining operations in particular, and hence not only optimizing the subsector's contribution to national development, but also enhancing citizen participation in the sector. The minister also says his ministry is also working to roll out a pit side manual to improve safety in artisanal and small-scale mining.
The geophysical airborne survey was completed in sub-block B5 of Zone A, covering parts of Mongu, Senanga, Sesheke, Kaoma, Kalomo, and Livingstone. Currently, the survey is going on in blocks 3 and 4, whereas at 3.5% and 27% has been covered respectively. The two blocks encompasses all eastern districts of Western Province and southwest districts of Northwestern Province. This progress brings the overall country coverage to 27.6% as at 30th June 2025. So far, the districts covered and completed are Chavuma, Zambezi, Ukulu, Mongu, Kaoma, Nalolo, Sioma, Kanabo, Mlobezi, Mwandi, Senanga, Sesheke, Ngwezi, Kazungula, Livingstone, and Nyimba. The survey seeks to de-risk investment in the mining sector.
Pharmaceutical expert Jerome Kanyika has disputed the findings of the USAID report alleging pilferage of donated medicines, calling it seriously flawed and misleading. According to Kanyika, a forensic audit by PwC found that Ace Pharmaceuticals Limited and the Water Pharmaceuticals had legitimately sourced their medicines from Myanmar Pharmaceuticals in India, contradicting USAID's claims of theft. Kanyika argued that using batch number similarities as proof of pilferage is scientifically unsound and unfairly tarnishes the reputation of legitimate suppliers. He questioned the oversight mechanism, citing Zamsa's electronic logistics management information system, which is owned and operated by USAID, and wondered how such a system could fail to detect pilferage. Kanyika called on USAID to re-evaluate its methodologies and engage transparently with Zambian stakeholders, stating the need to protect the integrity of Zambia's public health supply chain and ensure that donor-funded research is grounded in verifiable data and contextual understanding.
We have seen now from the report that is coming from News Diggers, and also the audit report that is being prepared to be also issued and being carried in the News Diggers. It has shown for sure that yes, the forensic audit had some serious queries on itself, in that it didn't one allow the institution that had found with problem to answer those questions, so that they rectified the problems which were not there. Not only that, you can also say that from what the report which the U.S. itself used, you discover that it has some flaw in the way it was carrying its own report. And it has also shown you from the today's report.
The Lusaka City Council has made significant progress on the Madimba Water Reticulation Project aimed at improving the water supply in Mwembeshu Ward of Matera Constituency. Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the project involves drilling two solar-powered boreholes to provide clean water to the community. Mwamba says the project, valued at approximately 300,000 kwacha, is nearly complete with a completion rate of 98% and is expected to be finalized within the next month. Mwamba stated that the initiative demonstrates the government's commitment to improving public services and infrastructure in Matera Constituency.
The Lusaka City Council has made significant progress in addressing water challenges in Matera Constituency through the Madimba Water Reticulation Project. Funded by the 2023 Constituency Development Fund, the project involves drilling two solar-powered boreholes to supply clean water to the community. Previously, residents of Mwembeshu Ward and Matera Constituency relied on shallow wells, which posed health risks due to the potential for disease outbreaks like cholera and typhoid. The new boreholes, located at Dina Kaimba and Chunga Secondary School, will provide a reliable source of water.
Credible, accurate business news.
In business news, the Zambia National Farmers Union has welcomed the government's decision to allow the export of surplus maize and millet. According to Jervis Zimba, who is the NFU president, the move will provide a much-needed market for farmers, potentially improving producer prices. Zimba noted that the current market dynamics have left farmers struggling to secure markets, with the Food Reserve Agency being the main buyer in most areas. He says with the opening of export borders,